Reform Voices of Torah, Union for Reform Judaism, Shabbat, March 4th, 2017, 6 Adar, 5777, Parashat Truma, Exodus 25:1 through 27:19, Haftarah, 1 Kings 5:26 through 6:13, Devar Torah, Giving Gifts of Free Will, by Rabbi Anna Bonheim. As the Torah continues the Israelites' dramatic, people-building saga, Parashat Truma approaches the story from a new angle. Instead of developing the literary adventures of a no longer nascent people or focusing on the striking events at Mount Sinai, this week's Torah portion is about the details. And these details are not the specifics of community building or daily life. Rather, they concern, in painstaking minutiae, the construction of the tabernacle. This is a parasha about holiness, and in the case of Parashat Truma, the holiness is in the details. Parashat Truma begins by focusing the Israelites on their task at hand, building God's home. The most quoted verse from Truma is the stunningly simple Exodus 25:8, "And let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them, exactly as I show you." In this statement, God makes a surprising departure from God's previous encounters with the people of Israel. God, who appears to Moses in the desert in a bush and addresses the Israelites on a storming mountaintop, is choosing to dwell in the tabernacle itself. Theological questions about where God lives aside, it quickly becomes clear why the details in Truma are so critical. These are not instructions for just anyone's home. These are the instructions for God's home. The parasha, which spends the bulk of its time on construction measurements and the like, first focuses on the details of the rituals that surround the tabernacle. It reads, "The Eternal One spoke to Moses, saying, 'Tell the Israelite people to bring me gifts. You shall accept gifts for me from every person whose heart is so moved.'" Exodus 25:1 through 2. While the Torah gives some examples of sample gifts for God, tough choices. Would God prefer dolphin skins or acacia wood, as suggested in Exodus 25:5? Generations of Jews have gravitated toward the concept of giving gifts to God. Rashi, thinking about these issues in the 11th century, writes, "Truma means something set apart. The meaning is, let them set apart from their possessions a voluntary gift in my honor." Rashi gets this reading by focusing on the end of the verse, which talks about the person whose heart so moves him. Rashi uses the root of the word yidvenu, so moves, and likens it to the word nidava, meaning goodwill. With this connection, Rashi sees the gifts demanded by Truma not as dictated practice, but rather as an intentional choice. Not only are the gifts voluntary, but also Rashi suggests that they come from the heart as expressions of goodwill. Truma teaches us not only how to follow the precise details of ritual practice, but also how to give of ourselves in a spiritual way. How can we think about giving gifts in a way that reflects our connection to God and our most cherished values? What would those gifts be? How would giving them change our lives? Contemporary Judaism often connects this concept of gifts of the heart with action in the world. For example, when we perform Tikkun Olam, we may view those actions as part of what it means to live Jewishly. They exemplify Jewish commitment. In looking at that act of Tikkun Olam through the lens of Parashat Truma, we might think of that same act as a gift to God, a voluntary service of goodwill that makes the world just a tad bit better. When I worked as the director of year-round programming and associate director at URJ Green Family Camp, I found that understanding Jewish commitment through acts of Jewish social justice made sense to many teens as a way of connecting to Judaism, particularly as an entry point to becoming more involved in Jewish life. As it turns out, this approach of understanding acts of justice as gifts to God has an older basis too. Iturei Torah, an anthology of centuries of primarily Hasidic teaching and commentary, includes this. Exodus verse 2 of chapter 25 is the heart and substance of the Torah, tzedakah and good deeds. Jews often talk about Judaism as a religion of action. With this approach, we can consider our acts of tzedakah, charity, and gemilut chasadim, good deeds, not only as the Jewish edict to fix the world, as an end in itself, but also as a way of demonstrating religious commitment and spiritual connection. Parashat Truma sets the stage for its intricate verses about the details of the tabernacle with God's request for gifts, not prescribed gifts or offerings like sacrifices, but gifts of the self, gifts of action. Even in the midst of so much instruction, the choice of whether to give a gift to God and the option to choose what to give demonstrates the kind of religious autonomy that progressive Judaism reflects so well. Rabbi Anna Bonheim recently moved to Charlotte, North Carolina with her husband and two young children. She served as the associate director and director of year-round programs at URJ Green Family Camp in Texas for the past 8 years.